This is Wade Rathruth, the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Icelanders rallied to demand the resignation of the Prime Minister since 2013 based on revelations from the Panama Papers about secret financial dealings forcing him to resign within days of the release. One financial expert, as well as President Obama, estimates that as much as 8% or $7.6 trillion is hidden globally in tax havens. Greg Louganis, the four gold medal diver from the 1976 Olympics, is being belatedly put on the front of a Wheaties box after 41,000 petitions were sent to General Mills. Transparency International's grading of the militaries of the 30 countries providing troops to the UN for peacekeeping purposes on an A to F basis on their susceptibility to corruption found only Italy scoring higher than a D in six countries. Burkina Faso, Cameroon, Chad, Egypt, Morocco, and Togo scored F. Sanders reported raising $44 million in March compared to Clinton's $29.5 million. Cruz beat Trump in Wisconsin and Sanders bested Clinton. Mississippi's governor signed a denial of service law allowing public and private businesses to discriminate against LGBT individuals. PayPal canceled a multi-million dollar expansion in North Carolina in reaction to a similar law passed there. A new law allowed the Dutch to get 300,000 online signatures and force a plebiscite on whether or not they support an already concluded European trade agreement with the Ukraine. San Francisco becomes the first city in the U.S. to approve 6 weeks of fully paid leave for parents adopting or having children. Florida settled a lawsuit forcing the state to improve poor children's access to health care, having shorted doctors previously on Medicaid reimbursement for years, forcing families to wait and travel long distances for care. Head of the International Monetary Fund warned that the increasing gap between rich and poor and its unfairness is fueling protectionism and trade. WhatsApp, a messaging service owned by Facebook, has introduced full encryption for the service, ensuring that only the sender and receiver can read messages sent through the app. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.